Time for the best 5 minutes of the day on a chilly 6 degree below zero morning. Jason Cann's on the other end of the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a brand new day. Have you embraced 2025 yet?
I'm getting there. I realize I'm still writing 2024 at times, so maybe I don't know. What do you do about that?
It's just it's a mental exercise. You're a brain doc, so.
It is.
Yeah.
It's just that shift, right? You got to get into a new mindset with a new year, and that's just one of those things that shows up with that.
It seemed to me checks is the places on checks. The date on checks is where you would have that happen, but
yeah.
You know, we're writing far fewer checks, but it still comes up from time to time in some way, shape, or form. You're having to put the 20, you're going, 25, that's right. So
yeah, I had it maybe a month or so ago. I wrote 2027 on something, and I was like, what is that about?
Huh.
I'm just apparently looking forward to the future.
I just had a news story talking about Russ County judge replacement, and something about it mentioned 2027, and I'm like, that's not next year, that's the year after.
Right.
So I don't know, something got me thinking yesterday, and it's been on my mind, and basically that's the way we've approached this for now into our sixth year, so we're just going to go with what's on my mind. And that is in terms of, I got to watch how I say this, because if Stuart Briscoe said, if there's any way people can misunderstand you, they will.
Sure.
But I'm going to go with how we ended yesterday. You mentioned Larry Crabb, and you mentioned Romans 7:6.
Yep.
About the new way of the spirit, not the old way of the written code. And I think you can make a pretty good case for this, but I'm going to go ahead and say it, that not all parts of the Bible are equal. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree with that, absolutely. I think we have to look at it in the context of, for me, I think the message of love, which I think Jesus came to share. I think it's too easy to pull verses out of context. I think certainly there are sections that we highlight more often than others. I think that shape how we live more than others. So for me, I think you're right in saying that.
For instance, yesterday I saw someone post, a Tennessee pastor on Facebook, and he was preaching against biracial relationships. And there was a time. Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, like today. I mean, it was like 2024 preaching. And he was like, and to you white girls, if you want to marry a black guy, don't come to see me. I mean, this was the kind of thing.
Yowza.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I think, again, you talk about what we shared yesterday and even getting into thinking, I think it's 2 Corinthians, but Moses gets a lot of respect, but he wasn't Jesus.
For sure. And what you had just said, I have said in the past, and I think this is mostly true. I could probably use the Bible to justify anything.
Mm-hmm.
If you pull the right verses and explain them in a certain way, you could really use it to defend whatever position you have, whether it's towards love or towards hate, whether it's toward
slavery,
connection or division, right? Slavery or freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of those things. And we have to be aware, are we operating from a place that moves us more toward love, or are we moving toward a place that moves us toward division, judgment, hatred, exclusion, all of those things?
Yeah, I think, historically, it was used by the pro-slavery South.
Absolutely.
And there are verses there that are like, well, how do you interpret that? That sounds like it's supporting slavery to me. So,
I mean, there's even what's called the Slaver's Bible, right? Mm-hmm. And it's from way back. And again, some people don't know that was the case, but it absolutely was.
But it took enlightened minds, I think, ultimately to say, but overall, when you put more of the pieces together, that the message of love is not, pro-slavery or these other things.
Right. So, absolutely.
Anyhow, there's more we could say with that. And as we truck on in Acts, we're going to get to some of that, actually, because some of that deals with it. All right. We're up to Acts 10:17 through 20 today.
And it says, Peter was very perplexed. What could the vision mean? Just then, the men sent by Cornelius found Simon's house. Standing outside the gate, they asked if a man named Simon Peter was staying there. Meanwhile, as Peter was puzzling over the vision, the Holy Spirit said to him, Three men have come looking for you. Get up, go downstairs, and go with them without hesitation. Don't worry, for I have sent them.
And you got a basically a summary paragraph, kind of a restated, and then I'm going to do your second paragraph.
Sure.
I want you to notice that this passage indicates that both Cornelius and I sent these men. Cornelius gave the word, but my spirit was at work. My spirit is always on the move. Final thought.
Yeah, I think there's this idea of cooperation between the flesh and the spirit, right, or people and the spirit. And I think we see that theme certainly throughout Acts, and I think throughout the Bible as well, to really try and pinpoint, okay, where is the spirit at work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So there we go.
You bet.
Thanks so much. Our friend Jason Kantz, WWIB.
Dropping a little knowledge on you on the WIB Wake Up Show. We have, once again, four things you didn't know yesterday. There's a good chance we didn't know these things either, but we've learned it slightly before you, and now we're passing it along here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
For instance, in Japan, the number four is considered to be unlucky because the Japanese word for 4 seconds sounds very similar to the word death.
All right, so I'm guessing not a lot of Brett Favre jerseys over in Japan.
I guess not.
Four things you didn't know yesterday, and I'm guessing if they have morning radio shows in Japan, they don't do four things you didn't know yesterday.
Yeah, right.
It's probably five or three. The average day is actually 23 hours, 56 minutes, and 4.09 seconds.
Huh.
We have a leap year every 4 years to make up for this shortfall. So, you know, if someone's like, oh, yeah, you know, 24/7, you're like, actually.
Yeah.
You can correct them.
Yeah, right. And that, that explains the leap day every 4 years. And 2028, we'll look forward to February 29th. In New York City, approximately 1,600 people are bitten by other humans each year.
Just,
you know, they say take a bite out of the apple, not another person.
I feel like Frank Sinatra should have put that in the song somehow. And finally, four things you didn't know yesterday here in the WIB Wake Up Show. There are almost 1.6 million swimming pools in the state of Florida.
Huh.
Gotta beat the heat. It's time for Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Great to have you with us. 715-723-2555, the studio line, the number to dial. And we've got a great prize for you. How about a free cheesecake cupcake courtesy of Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls? I think he has over 450 different flavors and counting that he's come up with.
That's
crazy. Yeah, so many different goodies there at Joseph's on Park Avenue in Chippewa. And we want to send you away with a free cheesecake cupcake if you can solve our Tuesday trivia. Maybe it'll even happen on a Tuesday. It's rare, but it could happen.
Yes, and it can only happen if you call 715-723-2555. But what's the question?
The question is this: 40 billion with a B. 40 billion of these are produced each year. 40 billion of what are made each year? Made annually, 715-723-2555. 40 billion of these produced annually. What could it be? 715-723-2555.
All right, some people already think they know. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? All right, Dale, I had you on the speaker. Let's try it again. Dale in Rice Lake. All right, go ahead.
I'm long shot, but jelly beans.
Jelly
beans.
That's
jelly
a great
beans.
Guess. No, it's a fantastic guess. Not it, but good try.
I remember going to the Jelly Belly factory down there in, Pleasant Prairie?
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting experience. So, not jelly beans, though.
No.
Good guess, Dale.
That's a great guess, yeah. 715-723-2555. Dale's the only one that was able to get his hands out of his gloves and call. But, again, it's cold out there. 7 degrees this morning. Up to 8 now. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Will from Hillsdale.
Hey, Will.
What do you think?
Napkins?
Is it napkins? Hmm. 40 billion napkins produced every year?
Paper
Will?
Napkins? Not it. Sorry.
Good guess. Call us back. 715-723-2555 for a chance to win a free cheesecake cupcake from Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls.
Not 40 mil, 40 bill, right?
40 billion.
Wow,
yes.
That's a lot. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Piper from Kennan.
All right, Piper, what do you think?
Is it toilet paper?
Is it toilet paper? 40 billion, I guess we'll say rolls of toilet paper?
Rolls or sheets? Yeah, either one is not what we're looking for.
I'm just thankful that we don't have to bite and scratch and claw to try to get it now, right?
That was 5 years ago.
Never would have put that on the bingo card.
No. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is John from Stanley.
All right, go ahead, John.
Is it paper clips?
Is it paper clips?
Right.
Oh,
some
sure.
great guesses from soup to nuts, from toilet paper to paper clips. It's not it.
40 billion what produced each year? 40 billion of these made annually. What could it be?
All right. The phone lines have slowed here at 723-2555. Tell us about the prize again.
It is a free cheesecake cupcake courtesy of Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls. Again, they're on Park Avenue, and he makes so much more than just cheesecakes, but the cheesecake cupcake's kind of the iconic product there, too. Big fan of his Pretzel Thursdays. I'll just give that a shout-out as well, too. Man, the German authentic, you know, the big pretzels, and he makes his own mustard and cheese as well, too, to dip them in. Phenomenal. So every Thursday is Pretzel Thursday.
You sold me, Caleb. You sold me. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? I've got a heavy finger today. All right, Kendra from Winter, go right ahead.
I'm going to say it's motor vehicles.
Motor vehicles, $40 billion. $40 billion is not it. Thanks.
Thank you, Kendra. Good to hear from Winter. We've heard from all over. Rice Lake, Hillsdale, Kennan, Stanley, Winter. Kind of a good cross-section of the WWIB listening area in western and central Wisconsin.
It's our Tuesday roll call. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Scotty from Weyerhaeuser.
Scotty, what do you think?
Chocolate,
just chocolate.
40 billion. Well, I mean, it's coming up to Valentine's Day, so 40 billion chocolates produced annually.
Willy Wonka's getting busy. It's not it.
Good to hear from Weyerhaeuser. I had to test my spelling to see if I remembered how to spell Weyerhaeuser.
Boy, that is a challenge.
It is, yeah. I think I got it, though.
All right, well, that is going to do it this go around. We ran out of calls, so we'll do it again after 8:15 here on WWIB. 40 billion of what? Making us think here this morning.
Tuesday trivia continues here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Try number 2 for a chance to win a free cheesecake cupcake courtesy of Joseph's Cheesecake, Park Avenue, Chippewa Falls. Our question is this: 40 billion of these are produced annually. 40 billion of what made each year? 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Let's hear your guesses.
Well, we have Kevin in Sand Creek on the line at 723-2555 to bat lead off in this second go around. Hey, Kevin, go ahead. Give it a try.
Yeah, I'm thinking stamps.
Stamps. 40 billion stamps made every year. And they just get more expensive every year,
they
too.
Do.
Well,
they
actually,
do.
What is it? Every 3 or 4 months?
Get the forever stamp. There you go. Could that be it? Sorry, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin, for the call from Sand Creek. Call us back, 715-723-2555. 40 billion what made annually? What could it be?
We had some good guesses the first time around.
Yeah, it's not jelly beans, napkins, toilet paper rolls. It's not paper clips, motor vehicles, chocolates. It's not stamps. We've heard from Rice Lake, Hillsdale, Kennan, Stanley, Winter, Weyerhaeuser, Sand Creek, all across the great state of Wisconsin where WWIB reaches. Mm-hmm. Let's hear from you.
Yeah, and again, it's a fantastic prize.
715-723-2555 and get a free cheesecake cupcake courtesy of Joseph's Cheesecake could be yours if you can solve this correctly. Again, 715-723-2555. Call us live here on the WIB Wake Up Show with your guest for Tuesday trivia on a chilly January morning.
If and when we do give a hint, which is not typically until Win It Wednesday at 745, but if and when we do, I think there's one that's kind of clear and kind of plain that we might go in that direction, but
40 billion of these are produced annually. 40 billion what made each year? What could it be?
I gave a hint about the hint. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Jody from Phillip.
Hey, Jody.
Hey. I'm going to guess toothpicks.
Toothpicks.
There you go. That's a little different. There's a lot of them.
Right?
That could start us down another direction of items like that, but that's not it.
Not what we're looking for, but thanks for the call from Phillips. 40 billion of these produced annually. What could it be?
Is it the lumberjacks, Phillips?
I thought it was the log. No, wait. Now I'm forgetting.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're usually very good with
usually
that.
Usually, I should remember that.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Is this Mike in La Crosse?
Yes, it is.
Hey, what do you know? Hey, Mike.
I'm going to guess toothbrushes.
Toothbrushes. If it's not toothpicks, could it be toothbrushes? That's not it either.
It is the loggers, by the way, for Phillips. Okay. So there we go.
Okay. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kevin Thompson, again from Sand Creek.
All right, Kevin.
Chapstick.
Chapstick. All right, tubes of chapstick. 40 billion of them produced annually. Go through a lot this time of year.
I am lost if I don't have my chapstick. Is that it? It's not it. Thanks.
Thank you for the call. 40 billion of these produced each year. What? 40 billion of what made every year?
Yeah. Any other callers? We're going to do this like an auctioneer. Going once, going twice. Moving on to 845 here on WWIB.